Oh yeah, big names, big stars, you know, big productions. They there's no way they can be eating it. So they've got to have the metrics all figured out. And you know, I mean, look at me. I have Netflix and Hulu. I mean, I don't have the big, you know, the big high dollar ones. You know, the ad free and all that. That's the next step they try to get you. You know, they get you in the door with whatever their, you know, whatever their entry level one is. And those used to always be just under 10, like $9.99 or something like that, $7.99. And now they've all crept up, and they're all like, you know, in the teens, you know, $13.99, $12.99, stuff like that. You're hoping you didn't notice, you know, like frogs in a pot with the water boiling. We're not watching the water boil. But yeah, they got me for the cheapest one on several services. And, you know, like I got them because, you know, I wanted to watch this or I wanted to watch that. And then I keep it because, well, what if it have, you know, what if they have another one that I want to watch? And that's only 10 bucks or 12 bucks. I might as well. You know, but that crap adds up. So, you know, I look at mine sometimes and I just think I've allowed myself to get back into a situation where I'm paying a few hundred dollars a month, you know, for TV. You know, which is what I tried to get away from when I went to streaming. And I'm right back there, just in a different way.